you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from John chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2022. Hi, Dee. Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. That's what we do and read and practice on Wednesdays when we pull out our Prime Lifetimes publication. We're looking at the February edition, and we're going to read a story by Dee Chesser. She's our content contributor.
And of course, you were referring to dogs in that verse, our best servants. They serve us.
They do serve us.
Well, I read it from my phone. Thank you, God, for the technology. I did a Google serve on dogs in the Bible, and then all the references were not very appreciating of the animal, or it was just used in non-appropriate ways that I didn't want to go into describing why they use the dog there or whatever. But
I did have fun watching Marianne's face through all that. Marianne is an extreme dog lover, like me.
And every, like me.
And every verse you read about dogs, she was frowning and shaking her head.
Well, they were just all these references where the dogs were not given the proper due.
Amen.
They were just examples of, you know, that's what happens. Oh, yeah, Jezebel and this. And yeah,
that's right.
But we love our dogs. And in fact, I used to have Beamer, my golden retriever, in the studio with me many times.
Yeah.
But as he's getting older now and his hips, it's harder to get him in and out of the truck. And
I miss
Beamer. He doesn't like being driven around. It's so weird. He loved it for 11 years, but now he's kind of terrified and he pants. And,
well, it hurts.
Well, I don't know if it's the hurt. He's terrified for some reason.
Because it hurts.
Well, okay. So we have a number of listener letters laid out, so we'll share some of the feedback we received from you. But let's read this article. So what inspired you to write this?
My dog.
Which is in the studio
That's
with
a great
us.
Great answer.
Yes, Lucy is currently curled up on my foot.
She's settled down.
Yeah, she's got her little blankie.
And yes, she's, blankie.
She's down at your feet.
She is. She
okay.
is.
The only pet we've allowed here at Marketplace Mall in our studio.
Oh,
here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Special. How special.
Lucy, I hope you feel the privilege.
Well, this is our last article for February, right?
Yes.
To
yes.
read.
It's almost the end of February. Isn't that amazing?
I know. It. March edition's coming soon.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. They're all good ones.
Well, they are. Look at who we have for an editor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, on our Zoom meeting yesterday, I had the whole staff on Tuesday mornings. We have a Zoom meeting, and everyone was talking about some of the aspects of the work, the ministry work that they do. And Marianne had to highlight, you know, there's very many functions and people involved. And we didn't mention, I don't think, yesterday, the content contributors during the Zoom call, but that's what you are, Dee, all these different people that submit their various stories and articles. And, you know, there's the distribution team, the sales team, the editorial team, there's the proofreaders, and just many people that help put this publication together.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
a huge team effort.
Graphic designer, many.
Yep.
And what a privilege to be able to be a part of this.
Thank you, Dee.
I think
you know what? I'm thinking you should pay us to be a part of this, don't you think?
Why?
Marianne?
No, we should pay her.
Because she's so blessed by it. So, keep talking, Dee.
So. But I think that so many days, God, the Holy Spirit gives us what we write and just gifts us, but then to be able to use it.
Hmm.
And obviously the Holy Spirit uses this paper because the articles in it are so wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we get a
good
lot
job.
Of good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We do.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Dee, you barked. How may I help you?
No, that would be the dog that barked. You'll see here in a moment. For 13 years, my little dog has communicated by giving me the look. That look then had to be interpreted. It could be feed me, take me outside, put me to bed, give me a treat, I am scared, and so on. Recently, she has started a new tactic, barking for everything.
Oh, boy.
She reminds me of those servants of old who responded to their owner's bell ringing. You rang? How may I help you? Of course, again, as with the look, that bark must be interpreted. Same old, same old. Feed me, take me outside, give me a treat, etc. This pint-sized, used-to-be-quiet furball is number 4 in our family dog history. My first was an albino chihuahua, runt of the litter, presented to me on Valentine's Day with a big red bow around his neck. We weren't supposed to have dogs in our apartment. We thought we had been successful in hiding him until one day my husband came in after taking him out and realized that while he had been talking to the apartment owner, a little white tail had been wagging at the bottom of his jacket. This little guy's favorite thing was to travel to our hometown, where he was spoiled by both sets of dog grandparents. Grandpa Chesser used to sneak him a piece of chicken under the table, though we begged him to stop because of the consequence. A throwing-up episode on the way home every Sunday evening. Grandpa was short and round, always smiling, and entirely lovable. Like so many of his generation, he did not initiate expressions of love, but stood at the door during every departure, waiting for me to say, "I love you, Dad," and responding with a big hug and then, "Me too." No. Needless to say, this lovable character never did stop feeding the dog under the table. The dog loved it, and for 11 years threw up afterward on the way home.
Oh, geez.
Observation and hint number 1. Don't even try to retrain a dog grandparent.
It's true.
Our second dog was a Brittany Spaniel puppy from a breeder who identified him as joyful.
Oh, dear.
Observation and hint number 2. If anyone tells you a puppy is joyful, turn around and run as fast as you can. We loved that dog with all our hearts, but he was a puppy for 8 years. He finally mellowed out after his 8th birthday. One famous night during that 8-year period, we came home to see 2 glowing objects in the living room windows. Inside, we found our dog hanging upside down by his hind legs at the top of my lace shears.
Gee.
He had evidently heard something outside, jumped into the curtains, and kept wiggling until he was hopelessly caught at the top of the window. I could go on and on, but I think that episode sufficiently characterizes him. Dog number 3 was a Yorkie my daughter had talked me into fostering, a beautiful 4.5-pound abused puppy. Of course, after a day or two of our fostering, he had worked his way into our hearts. Observation and hint number 3. Don't foster a beautiful little puppy unless you intend to keep him forever. At that time, we lived in a split-level house. Puppy's favorite thing when we had company was to sneak up and empty the visitor's purse one item at a time, taking everything to the upper hallway. He never hurt or chewed anything, but the victim was very surprised when departure time revealed an empty purse. After that little one went to heaven, and by the way, all dogs do go to heaven.
That's a spoiler alert.
Read Romans chapter 8. My mom and I decided no more dogs. We later moved to Champaign, where all the kids and grandkids resided. One fateful day, the doorbell rang, and there stood all of them, with dog food, a paid vet bill, a kennel, and a puppy. My granddaughter handed me the puppy. Observation and hint number 4.
This is our final hint in preservation.
A final hint of the day.
If you really don't want another dog, don't touch the puppy.
Yeah. Well, that's part of when you go to Israel and we take trips. I always tell everyone, don't allow some of those vendors to put anything on your arm or a hat on your head. Or 50%. If they can get it into your hand,
you
50%, it's hard to get it out and give it back.
Mm. It takes about 2 seconds to bond. The grands had definitely not been a part of the no more dog conversation. That's our dog story. So many lessons to be learned. I wonder, as we age, do we switch from silence to yapping? Maybe. But let's just hope we can keep on expressing our needs while loving those around us, just as with the wonderful example we have in our pets.
That's a great article. You barked. How may I help you? Mm-hmm. Copyright D.A. Cheshire. Used by permission. D directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir. Mm-hmm. It can be reached at dannecheshire@gmail.com.
Hey, did you ever find out what Nancy Brain's...
Yes, I did.
Oh, what is that?
Her middle name is Anne.
Anne.
Nancy
okay.
Anne.
Oh, great.
A wonderful middle name.
Yes, yeah. I like it too. Because I'm Mary Ann.
I'm surrounded by these Anns.
And I'm D. Anne.
And that's Mark Ann over there. You didn't like that.
No, there it is. I'm trying to transition out of here.
Got you there.
February edition of the Prime Life Times, available for subscription. We have a growing subscription list where we send it out to you as soon as it arrives here. First class mail in a nice envelope if you'd like to receive the Prime Life Times for 12 months, beginning at whatever month you want. If it's this month or next month, you can just sign up for that at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, under our subscription link. Yeah, in the coming days, hopefully we'll get our children's choir back together. It's still with the COVID and restrictions kind of the fear out there. We're not quite ready to do it, but we're excited to launch that again at some point.
Yeah, the fear really is driving a lot of get-togethers not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and in some cases, rightfully so.
Well, I gave you all a little bit of a pile of correspondence from our great listeners, from regular envelopes or our Great News Radio envelope or the WLUJ Family of Stations envelope. So why don't you begin, Dee?
I have one from Linda of Champaign, and she writes, "Great, great station. Enjoy Tony Evans' son, Jonathan Evans, as well as all. I listen when I'm driving, always."
Yeah, and I had a little audio clip of Jonathan Evans sharing. He was in Danville a year or two ago for a fundraiser for the Pregnancy Resource Center there. And, he's very gifted. That whole Evans family, although his daughters and sons are very powerful in their presentations of God's Word.
Mm. Wow. Well, here's one from Taylorville, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. She says, "I love WLUJ. This came to WLUJ. Over the years, after raising five kids as a single mom, I have grown to love you more and more. Thank you for being there in all life's up and downs. Mm. Thank you for great teachings, wonderful music, and super DJs, Kathy."
Hey, thanks, Kathy. This is from Nellie from Decatur. "I have been praying for our country. My husband died, and I am alone. God bless your good works. I pray for our help." Mm. And thank you, Nellie. And we do pray up each and every request that gets sent. And we pray that God will be especially close as you miss your beloved husband. And may he ever be close in revealing himself and his love for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have one from Carolyn in Springfield.
Hey, Carolyn.
"Thank you for the peace, comfort, and knowledge of the triune God you bring to my spirit and soul."
Hmm. Hmm. Thank you, God, for these broadcasts that accomplish those supernatural things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is from Rick and Ellen in Bellflower, Illinois.
Woohoo, Bellflower. That's near our Fisher Foozlin Tower.
All right. "Thank you, Mark, for all you and your teams do to give us such wonderful programs. May God bless you."
Yeah, Rick and Ellen, they were a part of our, when we began praying up the ministry, and I've known them for many years. Haven't seen them in about 8 or 10 years for a long time, but they were there at the very beginning when we were starting up this radio ministry. Here's a good friend. It's Edith from Coal City. I know her as Edie, but she used to live locally. She's continued to support us monthly, and she must hear us online because the signal doesn't reach that far up to Coal City. But she puts blessings, and then she shares some prayer requests. I think each and every month she always asks for prayer for different people and for our nation. And thank you, Edie, for your support if you're listening online.
Mm-hmm. I have one from Muhammad Nuchu. "Dear friends of Great News Radio, it took me some time to attend to my annual contribution. I'm glad that the station is still putting out programs. I listen to them during commute every day. I like that the station has very positive messages about faith and belief in God. Because of this faith, I want to be a better person and a better mentor for my students. Busy work and aging make me forget a lot of questions I have.
We can all testify to that.
That can happen.
A lot of questions I have about reading the Bible. Hope that I'll find a lot of answers through listening to the programs. Thank you for all the efforts. Sincerely, New Chu.
Yeah, and I can't remember if she's from South Korea or China, but a sweet international that has supported us and gets blessed by the radio ministry. So appreciate that feedback, and blessings to you today.
Yeah. This is from Armin in Gifford, Illinois. Look at this. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
He's springtime.
He paints and works hard and has supported the radio ministry for many years. He sang many years ago with the Singing Men
really?
Of GNN. Yeah, good guy.
Okay. Isn't that pretty stationary, D?
Oh,
little springtime birds
yes.
and everything.
Spring is coming, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. We like to think so. Mark and everyone, I so much appreciate your radio stations. I sit and listen to them for hours when I get up. Life would be so different without starting every day with God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer needs, forget me. Pray that our country returns to God so God can save our nation.
Thanks. Amen.
Very good. This comes from Gay from Mason City, Illinois. Praise for all who take care of the programs on WLUJ. They are great and make my day! Exclamation point. I listen to as many as possible. Another exclamation point. And they include a little sticker for God so loved, John 3:16. So thank you for your support all the way from Mason City, Illinois.
All right. I think that's near Lincoln, if I'm not mistaken.
This one is from Donald and his wife from Danville. And they have exclamation points, too. Listen quite a lot, exclamation point. Very good, exclamation point.
Thanks for your support, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from Steve and Alice in Urbana.
Yeah, they write each and every month.
Oh, that's nice. This is nice. Thanks for keeping the station going. We really appreciate turning on the radio and hearing it. Steve and Alice.
Hey, thanks, guys. This is from Donna from Rantoul. Sweet Donna, I'd call her. She's been on a trip or two to Israel with me, but she writes on a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital little stationery.
Nice. Oh.
Hope you are all staying cool. Blessings to all, Donna. And there's some tulips. And what are some of these other flowers? Help me out here. Is that a pansy?
Morning glory and a pansy.
There is a pansy.
And a daffodil.
Daffodil.
Thank you,
and a daylily.
Woohoo, thanks.
All right. I have one from Myra, another one from Decatur. I thank God for the ministry of WLUJ. There is always some form of spiritual encouragement anytime during day or night. My favorite teachers are Charles Stanley,
good one.
Dr. Jeremiah,
good one.
And Dr. Tony Evans.
Good one.
My prayers are with the staff for 2022. Continue to spread the gospel of Jesus, Myra.
Hey, thanks, Myra, and we appreciate as a staff each and every time anyone prays for us. We want to follow God's leading and His will, and we count it a privilege and a blessing that you intercede on our behalf.
This is from Mike in Macomb, Illinois.
Hey, Mike.
And it's just a series of prayer requests, and they're all very, very important. So I won't read them, but thank you for submitting those, Mike.
And yesterday during our staff meeting, our Zoom meeting, you got to see Paul.
Yeah.
And he collects all the prayer requests that come in to the WLUJ family of stations. And every two or three days, I get an update on all the prayer requests and the team that's praying for it. And it goes out to our prayer team. So know that if you send in a prayer request, it not only gets prayed at the moment, but it gets prayed by our team of prayers, too. Here's a little note from Angela from Normal, Illinois. How would you like... Well, you know what people say. I'm very normal. I live in Normal, Illinois, or I'm sure she's heard them all.
Why but would you name a town Normal? I don't know.
Because it is.
Well, or there could have been, you know, Franciscus Normal of, you know, the 1800s that they named the town after him.
Yeah.
I think that we should get a little historian to tell us why Normal is named Normal.
Yeah, I'm going
to
look that up.
So, yes.
Anyways, sweet Angela writes, God bless you with an exclamation point. We'll receive that. Thank you for faithfully serving God and people. May that be ever true of us. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate the kind words and the support.
And I have one from Kathy of Waverly, Illinois.
Hey, Kathy.
And Kathy asks for prayer for her family members and for her friends and acquaintances. Quite a list. And what a wonderful thing when people not only pray for their family and friends, but bring it to you guys. Nothing pleases God more than to have us come together in more than one and two groups, but threes and fours. And I think of that with us, just the three of us, but then all the hundreds of people listening.
Mm-hmm.
We are all standing before the throne of God right now. Mm-hmm. What a blessing.
Amen.
And she says, thank you, with an exclamation point.
Very nice. This is from Bill and Donna. And they...
Oh, I quoted them on yesterday's program.
Oh,
they
yeah,
have a real
yeah.
heart for they have a real heart for international students, and
yes,
they're part
did.
Of the Ministry Leaders Network. And
yes,
yeah,
you did.
They've been great supporters of the station and great friends.
All
actually,
right.
Esther's godparents.
Oh my goodness! Okay. Well, they are writing from Champaign, and they say, our email list of international students interested in international friendships opportunities has nearly doubled.
Mm.
Wow. We've placed many students with friendship families in the Champaign-Urbana community, but we need more. And we need more partners to be able to reach out to the students with the hospitality of God's love.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that in yesterday's program.
That's great. Thank you for writing.
Yeah, appreciate those too. Here's one from neighbors of ours in Whiteheath, Illinois.
Oh, boy.
And they write, Mark, please use as needed. Blessing to you and family and the radio friends, and wishing you joy and peace in the new year. And it's signed Kay. Thank you, Kay, for your support, and thanks for being so neighborly.
I have one from Sherman, Illinois, David and his wife, and they write, so appreciate you all. Return our country to God. Amen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, some nice prayer requests.
Okay, here's one from Al in Virginia, Illinois.
Hey, Al.
Hey, good health for the New Year conversion of souls. Well, that's interesting.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can write to us and be a part of our radio listening family. Address your envelope to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or write to our WLUJ family of stations at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Dee Chesser, and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.